Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Navigating career transitions after 40. So let's look at a topic that's really close to my heart and maybe to yours too. Career transitions after 40. Whether you're considering a career change or returning to work after a break, I want you to know that you're not alone in this journey. As someone who's been there, I can tell you it's both challenging but also so incredibly rewarding. Firstly, let's start with the elephant in the room, the challenges. Yes, they exist, but they're not insurmountable. There is an age bias. Unfortunately, it does exist. But remember, your age is your superpower, not your weakness. The technology gap. If you've been out of work for a while and you're looking to return to work, the digital world has moved fast, but you can catch up. Your confidence may have taken a hit while you've been out of work, or maybe you're looking to change careers and you're not sure about it, but it's normal to feel uncertain. And the balancing act, juggling family responsibilities with a career shift. It can be tricky, but you can do it. So let's flip that and now look at the amazing opportunities. Rich life experience. You bring a wealth of knowledge and a perspective that younger colleagues really won't have. You have a clearer sense of self. By now, you know your strengths, your values, and what truly matters to you. You've got transferable skills. All those years of managing the household or volunteering, they have equipped you with valuable skills. Your network, your connections, both personal and professional, they will open doors for you. And financial stability. Often women in midlife are in a more stable position to take calculated risks. So how do you navigate this transition? Let me share some tips with you. Firstly, start with some self-reflection. Take time to identify your passions, skills, and values. What do you really want from this next chapter? If you want some help in this space, download my free strengths assessment. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide. I'll put that link in the show notes as well, but start there. And then look at any gaps in your skill set and create a plan to address them. You might want to do an online course or a workshop, or maybe some volunteering. Your next step is to network, reconnect with your old colleagues, join professional groups, attend industry events. Your next opportunity will probably come from a conversation that you're going to have. Embrace technology. Get comfortable with social media, especially LinkedIn. It's a really powerful tool for job searching and starting to build your personal brand. Maybe you want to consider a phased approach. Start with part-time work and ease back into it. Sometimes that can feel a bit safer. But also be open to mentorship. Both being mentored and mentoring others can give you valuable insights and opportunities. I want you to remember your career transition is not just about finding a new job. It's about rediscovering yourself and creating a life that aligns with who you are now. It's about leveraging those unique strengths that you have and the experiences that make you different and using them to impact in a way that only you can. Yes, there will be challenges. It's life. You will have moments of doubt. We're women, that's what we do. But there will also be moments of growth, discovery, and achievement. Each obstacle you overcome is a testament to your resilience and adaptability. So if you're thinking about a career change or returning to work, you've got this. Your best chapter might be just beginning. So embrace this, trust in your abilities, and remember, it's never too late to pursue your passions and make your mark.